Just days ago, the press and the pundits had declared this candidacy dead. Now, thanks to all of you, the heart of the Democratic Party, we just won and we've won big because of you.
That's Joe Biden in South Carolina, where last night was a big one for him. His primary victory there was his first this year, and in fact was his first primary victory in any of his three campaigns for the presidency. NPR political correspondent Asma Khalid is traveling with the Biden campaign, and she joins us now from Montgomery, Alabama. Good morning, Asma.
Good morning.
So Biden needed a decisive win last night, and he got it. Is it too much to say this may have saved his campaign?
It did resurrect his campaign. I mean, he needed a win here. He kind of fell flat on his face in both Iowa and New Hampshire. He did not do too well in Nevada either. That state, he came in a pretty distant second place. So he needed this win here in order to carry on into Super Tuesday. And in his victory speech last night, he tried, I think, to present a pretty clear contrast between himself and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
If the Democrats want a nominee who's a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat.
He told voters, specifically addressing folks in Super Tuesday states, if that's what you want, if you want a Democrat, then they should join his campaign. He did not name Sanders by name, but it was pretty clear who he was referring to.
So Bernie Sanders, he told his supporters last night, you can't win them all, but still seemed pretty confident looking ahead. Here's a bit of his speech.
And I believe very strongly that the people of this country on Super Tuesday and after are going to support our campaign because we are more than a campaign, we are a movement.
So what are Sanders' chances looking ahead to Super Tuesday?
You know, he has built an infrastructure and has grassroots energy in a number of these states. There are 14 states in total that are going to be voting on Super Tuesday. And I would say, Layla, last night showed us that Joe Biden seems to have a pretty definitive advantage with African-American voters, and that is a core of the Democratic Party. He will be here in Selma, Alabama today to commemorate the anniversary of Bloody Sunday. Bernie Sanders sees a different coalition, a younger, more multicultural coalition. And, you know, if we can look to Nevada as perhaps some clue as to how he will do, he seems to have an advantage with Latino voters, who are a growing bloc also within the Democratic Party's base.
So we did have one candidate drop out last night, Tom Steyer. So how much pressure is there on other candidates who've gone through these first four contests and really not broken out from the pack?
There's a lot of pressure, Layla. I think specifically on Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar. They're both competing in home states on Super Tuesday. But also, it's a huge test for Mike Bloomberg. The theory of his campaign was that he was getting in essence, because of a potential Biden collapse. We saw last night that Biden did not collapse. So I think there's a big test to see just what he does and what the theory of his campaign is moving forward for Mike Bloomberg.
NPR's Asma Khalid on the campaign trail in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.